Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of the tech world. I'm Alex, here to unravel the mysteries of modern technology, one episode at a time.
And I'm Jamie, your guide to translating geek speak into plain English. Today we're talking about something that sounds like a secret agent codename, but is actually a game changer in web development. Yes, we're unraveling JavaScript ES6.
Absolutely, Jamie. Before ES6, or ECMAScript 2015, JavaScript was like the Wild West. Developers had their workarounds in libraries like jQuery to fill in the gaps. But ES6? It was the first major update in over a decade, bringing consistency and powerful new features to the language.
Hold up, Alex. ECMAScript? That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does have a fancy ring to it, doesn't it? ECMAScript is just the standard JavaScript is based on. Think of it as the rule book that JavaScript plays by.
Got it. So what makes ES6 such a big deal?
Great question. Let's start with let and const. Before ES6, we only had var, which is function scoped. This often led to confusing bugs.
Oh, like accidentally creating a time machine when you just wanted to make a to-do list app?
Exactly. But with let and const, variables are block scoped, meaning their lifetime is limited to the block they're declared in, which makes coding much tidier and less bug-prone.
That sounds like a relief. What else is in the ES6 toolbox?
Arrow functions are another biggie. They not only simplify syntax, but also fix a common headache with the this keyword by inheriting it from the enclosing scope.
So no more bind gymnastics?
Right. It's like JavaScript finally got a gym membership and is in much better shape.
What about making our code prettier? I heard ES6 has some tricks up its sleeve for that too.
Absolutely. Template literals, for starters. They use backticks and allow for multi-line strings and embedding expressions directly in strings.
Neat. So I can finally stop the madness of concatenating strings with plus signs?
You bet. And then there's destructuring, which lets you unpack values from arrays or properties from objects into distinct variables. It's like opening a treasure chest and knowing exactly where each piece of gold goes.
Ahoy, cleaner code ahead.
And we can't forget about the default parameters for functions, the spread and rest operators, and of course, classes and inheritance for a more object-oriented approach.
Hold on, classes? I thought JavaScript was all about prototypes and constructors.
It was, but ES6 introduced a cleaner, more intuitive syntax for creating objects and dealing with inheritance. Under the hood, it's still prototypes, but it's like having a sleek sports car that actually has the engine of a reliable sedan.
Fancy. Now, what's this I keep hearing about modules?
Modules are a game changer for organizing and reusing code across files. It's like having a well-organized bookshelf where everything is easy to find, rather than piles of books strewn all over the floor.
And async await. That's something to do with promises, right?
Correct. Promises were a big step in dealing with asynchronous operations, but async await takes it further, making asynchronous code look and behave a bit more like synchronous code.
So, it's like telling JavaScript to chill out, I got this, and it waits patiently instead of running off doing its own thing.
Perfect analogy, Jamie.
Before we wrap up, any common pitfalls we should avoid?
Sure. Mixing require and import in the same file, forgetting to use await in async functions, and using arrow functions for object methods that need this are a few to keep in mind.
And I guess testing and monitoring our ES6 code is pretty straightforward.
With modern tools like Jest for testing and APMs for monitoring, absolutely. It's like having a high-tech security system for your code.
Amazing. ES6 really has transformed JavaScript into a modern, scalable, and maintainable language.
Couldn't agree more. It's why every developer should master it.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for diving into the world of JavaScript ES6 with us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into modern tech. Until next time, keep coding.